Blog Talk Radio.
There's a place dear to me where I'm longing to be with my friends at the old country church. There with mother we went and our Sundays were spent with my friends at the old country church.
Precious years of memory.
Oh, what joy
they bring to me.
How I long, what's for to be with my friends at the old country church. As a small country boy, how my heart beat with joy when I knelt in the old country church. And the Savior above, by His wonderful love, saved my soul in the old country church.
Precious years of memory.
Oh, what joy they bring to me.
How I long, what's more to be
with my friends at the old country church. My thoughts make me weep, for so many now sleep in their graves near the old country church. And sometime I may rest with the friends I love best in a grave near the old country church.
Precious years of memory. Oh, what joy they bring to me.
With my friends at the old country church.
Well, good morning, everyone. And greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, as I go into your word this morning, I'm asking the Holy Spirit to be with us and to open our hearts and minds to be receptive, Father, so that we can learn more of the Word, Father, and the truth that it gives according to your will and your way, and not the things that man wants to twist and turn and make of it, so that we not be deceived, Father. Now, Father, I'm asking you to be with us throughout this study and to keep everything straight according to thy will. And I'm asking all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, we're going to be in chapter 11. This chapter is the greatest chapter in the Bible on faith. So, as we get into it, I pray that you learn how to build your faith. We all to build greater faith. Beginning here now with verse 1. It says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Now, as we looked at verse, we know that verse 1 is not so much a definition of what faith is as it is a definition of what faith does. And 2, truths concerning its activities are stated here. First, faith provides substance, though broad in its usage. This Greek word normally has the meaning of assurance in the New Testament. And this seems to be the best sense here. Secure faith provides evidence. It is evidence in the sense of proof that results in conviction. And the difference between assurance and evidence would be minimal were it not for the phrase qualifying each, the things hoped for and the things not seen. The first involves figures, the second involves present realities that are unseen. The first includes the hope of the resurrection and the return of Christ and the glorification of the saints. The second involves unseen realities such as the forgiveness of sin through Christ's sacrifice and the present intercession of Christ in heaven. Hope is faith related to the future. Convictions is faith related to the present. Now, as we go into the second, you see, when you really begin to understand these verses by what they're saying, and you look into what all they are telling you, and as you know the Word of God, and as you grow in it, you can gain more and more from each of the verses. Now, for by it the elders obtained a good report. Verse 2. Now, 3. We understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Now, we know that God is the one that framed this world and brought it into being. And 4, by faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he being dead yet speaketh. Now we know that there was a problem between Cain and Abel, and really part of that problem stemmed from Cain's sacrifice. Now, as we take a look over there, at that fourth verse, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain. In what way was his sacrifice better? Was it because his was animal and Cain's vegetable? Or his a first thing and Cain's not the first fruit? Or his with blood and Cain's without? Both Hebrew and Genesis demonstrate that it was not the offering that made one acceptable and the other one unacceptable. God accepts both grain and animal offerings according to their purpose. The character of the worshiper made one offering acceptable and the other not. Abel offered his by faith. Cain obviously did not. Genesis records that even before the rejection of Cain's offering, his heart was not right with God. You see, instead of intervening, can whether they're safe or not when it comes to dealing with the Lord. Now, by faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death and was not found because God had translated him, for before his translation he had this testimony that he pleased God. We know he hasn't yet seen death, but when you know the Word of God, I'm convinced that he will see it. We are told in God's word that every man, not some, every man will see death. He hasn't. He was just taken up. There was another one also taken up. One by whirlwind, the other by chariot fire. But we're also told in the Word, and back in Revelation, really, that during the tribulation period, there's two coming back from heaven. It's going to be preaching the gospel and the word to those that are here. And they are going to be killed, left laying in the streets for several days. And then life will go back into them and they'll go back to heaven. And I firmly believe that it will be those two. Now, I could be wrong, but that's really what I believe, because they have yet to see death, and these two are to be killed. All right, now, six. But without faith, it is impossible to please him, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Now, seven. By faith, Noah being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world, and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. We know that God destroyed this earth, those on the earth, first time by flood. And he's promised us that that's not going to happen anymore. He's told us how it's going to be next time. But anyway, and we do know that there was only eight saved. And that was Noah, his wife, his three sons, and their wives. Now, we know also the things not yet seen. Noah was asked by God to do in faith things that were encouraged with his former experience. He had never seen rain, and yet God told him to build an ark because of a coming flood. And yet he had never seen. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed. And he went out not knowing whether he went. He left, not really knowing where he was going, but he let God guide him. And he went exactly where God led him. By faith, he sojourned in the land of promise as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. They are of the same promise. 10. For he looked for a city which has foundation, whose builder and maker is God. Now, 11. Through faith also, Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed and was delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. Now, past childbearing age. But she had that child because God had told her. 12. Therefore sprang there even of one, and him as good as dead, so many as the stars of the sky in multitude, and as the sands which is by the seashore, innumerable. These 13, these all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. 14. For they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country. And you and I need to be looking for a country to come. And that being the kingdom of Almighty God and living according to the word. And we need to be walking with as much faith as we can continue to build to where when God speaks to us, there's no argument. We just move and do whatever he has said. Now, And truly, if they had been mindful of that country from which they came out, they might have had opportunity to have returned. 16. But now they desire a better country, that is a heavenly, wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared for them a city. Now, 17. By faith, Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac, and he that had received the promise offered up his only begotten son. That son was given to him by promise of God. And then yet, God had told him to take his son and go to this mountain and to sacrifice him there. He didn't argue about it. Abraham took his son. They went. He built an altar, laid his son on it, and had done draw back the knife to sacrifice his own son. And God stopped him and gave him another sacrifice. Because, you see, Abraham also had faith that even though he would slay his son, could raise him up again. Now, 18. Of whom it was said that in Isaac shall thy seed be called. 19. According that God was able to raise him up even from the dead, from which also he received him in a figure. Now, this in figure, though Abraham was stopped before the actual slaying of his son, Isaac was as good as dead in Abraham's mind. Thus Isaac serves as a type of a literal resurrection. This incident prefigured the resurrection of Abraham's ultimate seed. You know, that literal resurrection that was an incident that prefigured the resurrection of Abraham's ultimate seed, Jesus Christ. He was kind of a pre-promise of the Lord Jesus Christ. How God was going his only son. And he was to give him for you and I, which he did. Now, 20. By faith, Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau concerning things to come. And by faith, Jacob, when he was a dying, blessed both the sons of Joseph and worshipped, leaning upon the top of his staff. We know that he was getting up in years. Now he was blessing them by leaning on the top of his staff. And 22, by faith, Joseph, when he died, made mention of the parting of the children of Israel and gave commandment concerning his bones. The bones, though Joseph spent most of his life in Egypt, his faith in God promised concerning the promised land of Canaan prompted him to order the return of his bones when the nation returned. We do know that when they were brought out of Egypt and all, they did take the bones with them. Now, 23. By faith, Moses, when he was born, was hid 3 months of his parents because they saw he was a proper child and they were not afraid of the king's commandments. Well, we know they did. We know how they did. They put him in a basket that was coated with pitch, put him in a stream, in a bunch of bulrushes. We know that Pharaoh's daughter found him and took him and raised him as her own. And then, as he grew, God decided then to use him to bring his people out of bondage. Now, by faith, Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasure of sin for a season. 26. Esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. By faith, he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. Now, through faith, he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of blood, lest he that destroyed the firstborn should touch them. And 29, by faith they passed through the Red Sea as by dry land, which the Egyptians, essaying to do, were drowned. 30, by faith the walls of Jericho fell down after they were compressed about 7 days. And these were things, you see, that these people were told of God. And because they used their faith, and their faith was strong, they accomplished exactly what had been told them to do. Now, 31. By faith, the harlot, Rahab, perished not with them that believed not when she had received the spies with peace. Well, when we came through the Old Testament, we read all about that. We know she hid them. She hid God's people that was there to see and check out the country and the land and the people. Now, 32. And what shall I more say? For the time would fail me to tell of Gideon, of Barak, of Samson, of Jehoshaphat, of David also, and Samuel, and of the prophets, who through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, promises. Stop the mouths of lions. Quench the violence of the fire. Escape the edge of the sword. Out of weakness were made strong. Wax valiant in fight. Turn to flight the armies of the aliens. Women received their dead, raised to life again, and others were tortured, not accepting deliverance, that they might obtain a better resurrection. And others had trial of cruel mockings and scourging, yea, moreover, of bonds and imprisonment. They were stoned, they were thrown asunder, were tempted, were slain with the sword. They were wandered about in sheepskin and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, and tormented. But you see, they kept faith in God and kept right on doing. Now, 38, of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts, in mountains, in dens and caves of the earth. This is the way they were living. But yet, they were walking in faith. 39. And these all, having obtained a good report through faith, received not the promise. They kept their faith, and yet they did not receive a lot of the promises that God had made, because the promises God made to them were for the future. They were seeing things of the future. Think about this. Where is your faith? How strong is it? And are you really walking with the Lord our God and the Word? Or are you just proclaiming to be a child of God? Now, here in the last verse, verse 40, God having provided some better thing for us, that they without us should not be made perfect. You see, won't you listen to this verse? God having provided some better things for us, that they, without us, should not be made perfect. But you see, you and I have that to look forward to, that we have to live in a way of becoming complete in the Lord Jesus Christ, which would bring us to perfection in Him. We're not going to get there without Him. But it is through Him that we can reach the status that God has sent for us. And we're going to be stopping here for this morning. And I hope that you've heard enough about faith that you want to grow yours, and that you'll spend more time in the Word of God and in prayer and with each other. Because you see, it's when we come together and our prayers are made together, and whether we are actually in the same place or not does not matter, because time and distance means nothing to God. Wherever you are that's listening to me this morning, whatever land you're in, whatever state you're in, or city, or whatever, does not matter. As we pray and pray together, there is strength and power there of Almighty God, and He will use it. And He will be listening to us. And He's told us that for even two or three of us will come together, He's there with us. So He's with us right now. All of us that are together, regardless of how that is being done. Now, let us go to the Father in prayer. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, as I close your word, I thank you for this word, Father. I thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ and for the Holy Spirit. Father, I pray for Israel, Jerusalem, this land, Father, that we have peace. And that, Father, those that have brought all the evil upon our lands, that are sitting in high offices, be removed and replaced by those that serve you, that love you, love the Lord Jesus Christ. And that each and every person in these lands will accept the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior and their Messiah. Now, Father, I pray for those that listen and join with us, and those that are part of this ministry, may it grow in number and grow in strength each and every day, and through each study we have. Father, the study that we have twice a day is not ours, it's yours. Father, be with us through this day safe, and keep us all in health and our families, our children, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren, and all of our family members, brothers and sisters, parents, grandparents, cousins, all, Father, and we pray for all of the saints, wherever they are, whatever land they're in, that the Holy Spirit, Father, keep them in health, keep them safe, and see to their needs. Father, this I pray this morning in Jesus' name. Amen. And if we have any listening this morning that has not accepted the Lord Jesus Christ, I want you to think about what you've heard this morning and come back and join with us this evening at 6 p.m. And I'm praying that you at that time have decided to join the family of Almighty God, and that you will pray with us and accept the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. And Father, keep us all safe this day. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. Have a good one. I pray to see you at 6 p.m. this evening, Eastern Time.